علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermon number 76 of Nahjul Balagha. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam outlines some of those important characteristics that a believer and a person of faith needs to have so that he is able to achieve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby the Imam himself says, Rahim Allah, may Allah have mercy on a person with those qualities. And one of those qualities is, in fact, the first quality that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, Rahim Allahu mra'an sami'a hukman fawa'a. And we explain that here it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he have mercy on that person who listens to words of wisdom and is able to retain those words, fawa'a. And we mention what's the meaning of hukm, that hukm is in the theoretical sense, it means those particular understandings about the realities of the universe in that deep and right manner. And in the practical sense, it means to recognize your specific duty in specific instances of life. This is called wisdom.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam doesn't just suffice by saying Rahim Allahu man sami'a hukman, that may Allah have mercy on the one who listens to these wise statements. He doesn't just suffice to that, but he says fawa'a, that means after listening to them, they retain it. That means they allow that thing that they've heard to be able to influence them in the practical dimension. That is important, fawa'a. Not that they just listen to it without retaining it. Retaining it in reality means that a person needs to kind of make practical implications to it and prepare the grounds to be able to practically apply them. And then when the necessary time comes, that person is able to apply those statements of wisdom and then be able to repeat those wise acts in different similar circumstances. So A person needs to keep that in mind. Now, the thing is that if a person wants to take heed and he wants to be able to retain and listen carefully with an intention to practically apply those statements that he is listening, if a person really wants to do that, then he is supposed to be able to firstly and primarily be able to listen to the internal voice in his heart. Because here Imam Ali alayhi salam is encouraging a person to listen to people outside, to people, for example, of wisdom who are not within his existence but who are outside his existence, which includes the prophets, the imams, people of wisdom like the scholars, those who have the right knowledge. So if a person wants to be able to benefit and take heed and retain the statements from people outside, he should be able to also have that retention capacity from an advisor who is within. So what will determine whether a person listens and pays heed and is able to retain advice from people outside is that capacity that he has to understand and listen and to take heed to the advice that is within his, that is there within his soul. And that's why we have got various narrations from the imams that talk about this internal advisor that we need to have in our hearts.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we mentioned that Imam says that may Allah have mercy on that person who listens to wisdom, to statements of wisdom, when he's able to retain those statements and rather have practical implications to those statements. Now, we mentioned that. But then more important than that is that if a person wants to be able to benefit and take heed from the advice from outside, he's supposed to have an advisor from within him and that advises him, and he should be able to take heed from that advisor who is within him so that he can benefit from the advisor outside him. And that is why we have in the narrations, for example, from Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam, he is reported to have said, Al-mu'minu yahtaju ila tawfiqin min Allah wa wa'idhin min nafsihi wa qabuli mimman yansahuh. Means what? That a believer needs three things. I'm going to just focus on that thing that is important. وَوَاعِذٌ مِّن نَفْسِهِ He is in need of an advisor from within him. And he needs to take heed of the advisor and that advice that stems from within his own existence. And we have got many narrations that refer to this type of advisor. For example, we have from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says, أَلَا وَإِنَّهُ مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاعِظٌ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. A person who doesn't have from within his own nafs an advisor, then he will not have a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So notice, this protection will only come when a person really has advice from within him. Now, what is this advice and how it comes, and what is the way to benefit from this advice and therefore benefit from advice from those who are outside, like the prophets, the imams and the scholars? Inshallah, regarding this we will discuss in the coming session. And especially tonight, being the night of Qadr, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, at least being one of the nights of Qadr, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us a very close attention from him so that we can achieve and be engulfed by his mercy. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه